Welcoming all of you to the Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Swami Krishi Prabhuji. Prabhuji is going to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 14th chapter, 41 verse. Before going to the class, I will hand out the call to Sureshwar Shyam Prabhu. We'll give brief introduction of His Grace Swami Krishi Prabhu. Prabhu, please take out the call, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanavad Pranam. His Grace Swami Krishi Prabhuji is a disciple of Srila Prabhupada. Being a doctor by profession, he has done immense services to the devotee community and served the community by donating for a lot of projects. For example, he donated the deities in Philadelphia temple, and he made 3,000 temple units that serve as an altar in the villages. He also served as the temple president of ISKCON New Jersey for 15 years. He is known for his simplicity and humility. He is now an initiating guru in ISKCON. Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanavad Pranam.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. We can pass, Mataji.
Hare Krishna
Prabhuji, Dhanavad Pranam all goes to Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. I'll hand out the call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So, we are reading about the forest of enjoyment. This material world is compared to a forest, and how one can get lost in the forest and suffer immeasurably. So, whole material world in that way. So, it's a nice analogy. And somehow you may see that I am wearing regular clothing. I'm really sick, fever, cough, chest cold, and some problems. So I hope you don't mind. So, let us just read this verse, text number 41. ओम अज्ञातिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदामयं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्री गुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्री गुरुं वैष्णवांश श्री रूपं सागरजातं सगुणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं सर्वे परिजन सहित कृष्ण चैतन्य देव श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सगुण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वित हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये नमो महावदानाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरकृषे नमः वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, text number 41, Canto 5, chapter 14. Karma Vallim Avalambya Tat Apadah Kathanchin Narahata Dvimuktah Punaha Apevam Sansara Dhvani Vartamano Naraloka Sartam Upayati evam upari vatopi. So it's not a prose way, not poetry, so we can't sing it. So translation and purport by His Divine Grace, E.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. When the conditioned soul accepts the shelter of the creeper of fruitive activity, he may be limited by his pious activities to higher planetary system, and thus gain liberation from hellish conditions. But unfortunately, he cannot remain there after repeating the results, reaping the results of his pious activities. He has to return to the lower planetary system. In this way, he perpetually goes up and comes down. So it's nice that we do some pious activity, some kind of fruity activity to get the good results. But those results are not devotional results. Those results are also material results. To enjoy our hard work, or we may go to a higher planetary system, but then we come down to the material world and again suffer the threefold material misery. So constantly this is happening from time immemorial. So unless we take with the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his bona fide representative, we cannot get out of this material world. So it is, so there is a verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying, Brahmanda Bharamite Kaum Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. That by the mercy that we have been in the Brahmand, are so many universes, not just one Brahmand. So only someone who is very fortunate, then by the mercy of the Guru, Guru and Krishna. So both by mercy of Guru and Krishna, we get Bhakti Lata Bij. So Bij seed which grows up and up, higher and higher, and go to the spiritual world also and wraps around the lotus feet of the Lord and produces the fruits of love of Godhead, which are so intense, are so many fruits.
Hare Krishna Mataji.
Yes, Mataji, he got disconnected.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, you are on mute, Prabhuji. Unmute, Prabhuji.
Brahmanda Brahmite Kaun Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. Even if one wanders for many millions of years from the time of creation until the time of annihilation, one cannot get free from the path of material existence unless one receives shelter at the lotus feet of a pure devotee. As a monkey takes shelter at the branch of a banyan tree and thinks he is enjoying the conditioned soul, not knowing the real interest of his life, a shelter of the path of karmakanda, fruitive activities. Karmakanda means whatever karma you do, you want some results out of that and enjoy that. So that is karmakanda. Sometimes he is elevated to the heavenly planets by such activities, and sometimes he again descends to earth. This is described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Brahmanda Bhramite. But we are wandering in whole universe. However, if by Krishna's grace one is fortunate enough to come under the shelter of a guru, shelter of the guru by the mercy of Krishna, so by the mercy of Krishna we get guru, and by mercy of guru we get Krishna. Up and down within the material world. Therefore, the Vedic injunctions is that one should have the Vijnanartham Sagurum Eva Vivachet. Similarly, in Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Personality of Godhead advises the Vidhi Pranipatena Hari Prashnena Sevaya Upadeshanti Te Jnanam. Yanina Statu Darshinatam just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master, inquire from him submissively, and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. Srimad Bhagavatam gives similar advice. Tasma Durum Prapadeta Jigyasu Shriya Uttamam Shabde Parecha Nishnatam Brahmani Upashtama Shriyam. Any person who seriously desires to achieve real happiness must seek out a bona fide spiritual master and take shelter of him by initiation. The qualification of the spiritual master is that he must have realized the conclusions of the scripture by deliberation and be able to convince others of these conclusions. Such great personalities who have taken shelter of the Supreme Godhead, leaving aside all material consideration, are to be understood as bona fide spiritual masters. So they are giving the definition who could be a spiritual master. And so by deliberation, by analyzing that one, he should be able to convince others about the conclusions of the scripture. So such a great personalities who have taken shelter of all material liberation are to be understood as one of the spiritual masters. Similarly, a great Vaishnava also advises Yasya Prasada Bhagavat Prasada. By the mercy of the spiritual master, one receives the mercy of Krishna. This is the same advice given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata. By the mercy of Guru and Krishna, we get the seed of the devotional kripa. This is essential. One must come to Krishna consciousness, and therefore one must take shelter of a pure devotee. Thus, one can become free from the clutches of the matter. We are in the material world, and we have been bound up by the material world, but the jiva. So many ways that we have been bound up. So how to get out of this? That is, so sadhu sangha necessary. Then we develop shraddha on the bhakti yoga. Mahat krapa bina kon karme bhakti nahi, Krishna bhakti dure rahu, sansar nahi, kshaya. Kshaya means it is destroyed. So bhakti, mahat krapa, that is sadhu, by mercy of the sadhu. He bhakti ki mool hai, mahat krapa. महापुरुष की कृपा के बिना अन्य किसी भी बात से चित्त में भक्ति का उन्मेष नहीं हो सकता. यू कैन इट वोंट डॉन टू यू अबाउट भक्ति विदाउट द मर्सी ऑफ ए डिवोटी. महापुरुष की कृपा के बिना संसार बंधन भी दूर नहीं हो सकता. देवी ही एष गुणमयी मम माया द्वारतया मामेव ये प्रपद्यन्ते माया मेता तरंदिते. सो वी हैव टू गेट भगवत कृपा. But here they are saying Mahat Krapa. So there is no Mahat Krapa and Bhagavat Krapa. So Bhagavan ki Krapa, we get it, mercy of the Krishna by Mahapurush. So both are one and the same. You get one, you get another one. It's not exclusive that you get only Bhagavat Krapa and not Mahat Krapa. Mahat means devotee. So Rahugan also saying the same thing. Rahugane tat tapasanayati nacce jaya nirvapadada grahadva nachandasa naiva jalagni suryei vina mahatpada rajobhishekam. So Rahugan, hey Rahugan, that is Jadbharat is saying that without this dust of the lotus feet, Mahapurush Mahat Krapa by Nayatra. So you cannot develop the love of Godhead. Naija Ajya means by Vedic Karma, Nirvapanat, like giving Dhan, like Anna, etc. Grahad, Narma, any Parokar, Narma Vedadhyar, not by Jalagniya Suri Kupasana Dwara bhi nahi. So how one gets it? महाराज रघुगण महापुरुषों के पादरज द्वारा अभिषिक्त हुए बिना tapasya, Vedic karma, anadidan, grahadi nirman, paropkar, vedabhyas, atha jilanya, sabke dwara bhi bhagavat tattva prapt nahi hota. So, in Bhagavatam, many, many verses are there. Prahlad Maharaj is also saying that the same way. Naisham atistha avaturu kramangrim isparshati anartha apagamo yadathaha mahiyasham padarato bhishekam nishkinchanana navarnita yavat. So, Prahlad Maharaj is telling to his Guru Putra, that unless you become Vishaya his Abhiman Shunyata, without any Abhiman, without any pride, that you are so great, or you are Guru Putra, or I am the king's son. So one has to take the dust of the lotus feet and abhishek, bed your body. Until then, our mind does not go in the Bhagavad Charanarvinda. Sri Krishna Pad Padmama, we do not have develop any Rati, Mati. We cannot, without this, we cannot get anartha nivritti. So many are. That's why everywhere the Shastra says, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Kaya, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Kaya. So what kind of sadhu? And so we'll talk a little bit. So you put Swarga, Bhavarga, everything, but the association of duty is much more higher and much more important than Sadhya. So after this, we will talk a little bit about Guru Tattva, Diksha, just like Maya Baddha Jeev, who is bound by Maya. There is a large place for water and there are many, many fishes. But what happens, because of sand, it is glittering. So he leaves that, jumps out, and then goes opposite direction to the lake. And so he tries more and more, but he's getting tired, he becomes short of breath. So he feels that Balukand is like Jal Bhandar. It is... he goes on towards the death, because unless some merciful personality, he sees that and then he turns the face of the fish towards the source of water, Jalashaya, then only this fish can be protected. And same thing, that when there is some dayalu vyakti, when there is some compassionate person, then he turns our face towards Krishna, and then so towards Krishna, so we could be protected from this material world's marag marichika. So, and that is the person, that param dayalu vyakti hai Shri Gurudev, who could turn his face towards Krishna. So Krishna is saying Guru Tattva, that mujhehi, we should think of him as Guru. Guru hi Brahma, Guru hi Vishnu, Guru hi Mahadev, Guru hi Parabrahma hai. Aur sada Guru ki puja karna chahiye. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwaran, Guru Deva Parabrahma, tasmat sampujaye sada. Sada. That's why this is from Hari Bhakti Vilas. Samasti Guru or Vasti Guru. And for so many, there is so many. So together, like Krishna is Samasti Guru. Vasti Guru is for an individual person. We would not go in detail. So for particular one person, you don't need the Samasti Guru. You just need a Vasti Guru. Vasti is best for a simple one person. So Vasti Guru is Krishna Das. Always Krishna Das. They are called Abhinna from Krishna because they are priya. Sakshad Haritrena Samasta Shastrai Uktas Tatha Bhavyata Eva Sadvi Kintu Prabhurya Priya Eva Tasya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravinda. So he is priya to Krishna, and then he can give you Krishna. Krishna se tomar, Krishna dite par, tomara shakti achi. So Krishna, hence Diksha is given, then Krishna imparts in him his own shakti, energy. So Guru and Bhagwan is not one. Gurudev ki puja karke phir meri puja karna chahiye. That is what Krishna is saying. Then they could develop Siddhi Lal. Krishna kehte hai, Acharya maam vijaniyan naavan avamanneta karichi. Ki Guru mein Bhagwan ka avesh hai, unki shakti ka prakash hone ke karan, ye Bhagwan ki saman pujni hai. But still he is not God. One should not think Bhagwan ki saman pujna nahi hai, ya nahi ki swayam Bhagwan hai. यश देवे पराभक्ति यथा देवे तथा गुरु तस्यते कथिता ही अर्था प्रकाशन्ते महात्मना. So यद्यपि अमर गुरु चैतन्य रदास अमर गुरु इस चैतन्य तथा भी जानिए आमी तार प्रकाश और ही इस एक्सपांशन फ्रॉम कृष्णा. So there is Shravan Guru, Vartama Pradarshak Guru, Asmat Guru Prapadita, Jikyasu, Shreya Uttamam, Shabde Parecha Nishnatam, Brahmani Upashama, Shama Shayam. He is in Vedic literature. He understands them very clearly. And so he should hear from him. Shravan Guru ke sadhako nitanta avashyakta hai. Prashak are he turns to Krishna. So there are two kinds of upadeshta, one who is giving instruction. One is sarag and another is called nirag. So sarag, one who are lobhi, kami. So he is looking something from the shrota, one who is hearing. But he cannot admit your advancement in Krishna consciousness. And nirag jene kisi prakar ka lobh nahi. Is saras or sargrahi. So sarag and nirag. Two kinds of shaman guru, vartaman darsha guru. Then there is a shiksha guru. So shiksha guru, shaman guru se tattva katha, when you hear, then you desire to do some bhajan, chanting. So whomever you hear about bhajans, then naturally is your shiksha guru. और एक दीक्षा गुरु जो यथाविधि उपासना का मंत्र प्रदान करते हैं उन्हें मंत्र गुरु या दीक्षा गुरु भी कहते हैं. गुरु परंपरा प्राप्त अलौकिक मंत्रों के अलौकिक शक्ति से तो हम परिचित हैं. श्रवण गुरु और शिक्षा गुरु एक से अधिक हो सकते हैं और दीक्षा गुरु इज ओनली वन. सो आफ्टर गेटिंग दीक्षा वन डेवलप्स राइट्स टू वर्शिप अर्चना अर्चनादि का अधिकार प्राप्त होता है. So, what are the qualities of Diksha Guru? But so that has been given. No jati kul kiva vipra kiva nyasi shudra kene nai jai Krishna tattva veta se guru hai. One who understands Krishna tattva veta, he could be a guru. Krishna tattva veta, that he should understand Krishna Tattva and he should be able to give it. And jis kisi kul mein bhi, any kul that you take Vaishnava Diksha, then he is the topmost. Just like Yavan Haridas. So that is even durlak to even Brahma also. Jete kule Vaishnavir janma kene nahe tathapi ha sarvottama sarva shastra kahe. Eitar praman yavan haridas Brahma adir durlava dekhil prakash. Shahastra bano ke apeksha yagi Brahman's best. Is that and then some Shahastra yagi Brahmo ke apeksha एक शास्त्र के ब्राह्मण और शास्त्रविद कोटि कोटि ब्राह्मण की अपेक्षा विष्णु भक्त श्रेष्ठ है। विष्णु भक्त सहस्त्र विष्णु भक्तों की अपेक्षा एक एकांतिक मतलब एकांतिक हरेर भक्ति विष्णु भक्त श्रेष्ठ है। वन हु इज ओनली पेइंग अटेंशन टू कृष्णा नॉट एनी मेनी मेनी डेमिगॉड्स। तो देयर इज नो इवन शुड नॉट सी जाति कुल व्हाट व्हाट काइंड ऑफ फैमिली वंस इज कृष्णा कॉन्शियस यू टेक इट but he should be parampara sampradaya vihina e mantrastha nishvalamata. So four, there are four paramparas, and so guru shishya pariksha, that guru takes the examination of shishya and shishya takes the examination of the guru to find out whether he has all these qualities. Sri Nivasacharya Prabhu dwara Sri Ramchandra Kaviraj ki diksha. श्री निवासाचार्य प्रभु जब जाजीग्राम में ही वॉज इन जाजीग्राम प्रेम भक्ति का प्रचार ही वॉज डूइंग कि अति सुंदर युवक विवाह के पश्चात विशेष प्रकार से सजी हुई पालकी में बैठा बारात के लिए घर लौट रहा था। ही वॉज रिटर्निंग बैक आफ्टर हिज बारात एंड ही थॉट निवास दैट इफ ही टेक्स भजन देन हाउ मच नाइस इट वुड बी जस्ट थिंकिंग तो दिस young boy was attracted to Srinivasacharya. Then he gave up his newly wedded wife and then he started association with the Acharya Prabhu, Srinivasacharya. So Diksha Guru is a must. यश देवी पराभक्ति यथा देवे तथा गुरु तस्यैते कथिता हि अर्था प्रकाशन्ते महात्मना। यश देवी व्हाट एवर यू हैव फेथ इन योर मा देवे मीन्स इन द देवता कृष्ण सेम थिंग दैट यू शुड हैव ऑन द गुरु देन ऑल द लिटरेचर्स ऑल द वैदिक मंत्रास आर वैदिक थिंग्स वुड बी टॉट इन योर हार्ट यू विल अंडरस्टैंड दैट। So without this, you cannot understand the tattva or truth. Durlabho vishyatyaho durlabha tattva darshanam durlabha sahaja avastha sadguru kurunam vina. So one has to have, guru is like a karnadhar. He is taking you out of this mortal world. Naradeham adhyam shulabham durlabham lavam sukalpam guru karnadharam मायानुकूलेन नमस् सो नव स्वतेरितम उमान भवाब्धेन तरेत सात्महा। सो विदाउट द मर्सी ऑफ द गुरु बाय मेनी मेनी काइंड्स ऑफ साधना दैट यू डू यू कैनॉट क्रॉस ओवर द ओशन ऑफ नेसेंस इफ यू आर विद द गुरु यू कुड डेवलप देर इज एटमोस्फियर ऑफ विष्णु माया or just like the gold, the copper becomes gold with siddharas. Same thing with the guru, you become like pure as gold. So one cannot get free from the material world without the mercy of the guru. Mama maya durateya. So devi isha gunamai mama maya durateya mama eva ye prapadyante maya mitamta. So it says here, Maya will become shelter, take shelter of Krishna. But shelter of Krishna meaning that you take shelter of Guru. So because the Guru takes birth as a Krishna, Bhagwan, he takes birth as Guru. So one should not really avamanana or one should not disrespect the Guru. आचार्य मम जानीयान नव मन्नेत करहि चे नमर्ते बुद्धि आसूये सर्वदेव मयो गुरु। दैट यू जस्ट थिंक आचार्य कृष्ण इज सेइंग यू थिंक मी एज ए आचार्य एंड नेवर डिराइड इन एनी वे। सो वन शुड नॉट थिंक दैट ही इज एन ऑर्डिनरी पर्सन। गुरु इज सर्वदेवमय And that's what that he is sum total of all the demigods. So in this way, there are many. Yadi Krishna Rustahale Guru Rakibare Pare. Guru Rustahale Krishna Rakibare Nare. Yadi if Krishna is angry with you, then Guru will make your union with the Krishna. But if the Guru Rusta, then there is nothing else. You cannot do anything. You have to please him. Just like Ajamil, he did not do a Guru Padashraya. So to get Hari, that is the our laksh, our goal is to obtain Krishna. And by bhajan only that you can obtain it. So Guru is bhajan uddeshta. He is giving you the bhajan, what to sing. So one has to take a Guru Padashraya. Or Krishna yadi krapa kare kona bhagyavane guru antaryami rupe shikhaye. The guru is antaryami and he is like Krishna is there is but his external representative of guru is Krishna is the guru. Guru is external representative. Without guru it is not possible to obtain Krishna or Krishna Bhakti. And as many difficulties may come, but by the mercy of Guru, you can cross over all these things. And so, anyway, we read about this. And so, in Gita, Krishna is saying, Krishna Karpalu Arjunera Lakshakari Jagatera Rakiyache Upadesha Diya. Just for benefit of all the Jagat, Krishna gave instruction to Arjuna so we could get purified. So Krishna is saying, Sarva Guhyatam Ambuya Shunome Paramam Vachaha Drastosime Dramiti Tato Vakshami Trehitam Manmana Bhavam Adbhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru Mame Vashyasi Satyante Pratijane Priyosime. This is the Sarva Guhyatam. Means it is difficult for or not easy to understand. But Krishna is telling you very easily that you could, one can take shelter of Krishna. Sunume paramam vacha. So what is that? So Krishna is telling to Arjuna that I will tell you the guhyatam, means topmost guhyatam, secret. Guhyatam. I'm telling you again. Then you listen to that. You are my dear and I'm telling you for your benefit. So you give up your mind on me, you become my devotee, you do archana or puja or, and then do obeisances to Krishna. Namaskar. You are my dear devotee. I take an oath that you will obtain me. So Krishna, how much that he is repeating again and again and same thing and how much that you will get me. So why not to listen to Krishna rather than listening to material world? Namaskuru means by all means we should surrender to Krishna. Sastang Dandavat Pranam. So we should have faith or having this Tharor Mula Nishachanena Trapyanti Tadiskanda Bhujopashaka Pranopaharanch Yathindriyana Tateva Sarvar Anam Achu Teja. Just like we root, we pour water on the root, then all this kind of shaka of shaka, they become trapta. Then same way, like if you eat properly, put food in the stomach, then our prana indriya, they become trapta. And in the same way, this is an analogy, that if you worship Krishna, then automatically everybody is worshipped. So everybody, he is the root cause of everything. Sarva karana karana. So everybody has a duty and the duty is to be good example for others, and we should spread this Krishna consciousness to others. So that is our main duty, is to give Krishna consciousness. Yare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh amar agya hai guru tare yadesh. So everyone has some particular type of duty or occupation. If we perform our duties in the worship and service of God, our life will be perfect. Anything you do, yad kuroshi, yad ashnashi, yad jihusi, yad asya, yad tapakusi kaunte, kurusho, madarpana. That we should give it all the results to Krishna. So we are integral part of this whole system. And if we do our duty, others also will do that. Then whole world could become Krishna conscious. So, in summary, I will 5.14.41, you have described the position of a conditioned soul who is compared to a merchant in the forest. Intelligent man can understand its purport, but inexperienced cannot. Therefore, I request you to give its direct meaning. So Parikshit is requesting to Sukadeva Goswami to give the direct meaning. He was telling analogically, but now he will be giving the direct meaning. So Goswami explained the allegory, which is given in the table. So flies cannot follow the path of Guru. Similarly, great kings cannot follow the path of Bharat. So this is, the topic has been given in Bharat Maharaj's, that how between Rahugan and the Jad Bharat, and the material world is the great forest of enjoyment. That is the 14th chapter, that is great forest, and forest everybody suffers. So we should not be in this material world. We must say forest is nice, it's in mood of goodness, but as long as there is material desires and we want to fulfill those, then you are in danger by taking shelter of this forest of mortal enjoyment. We should be in the forest of Krishna, Krishna Bhakti. When Krishna just says, Manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji maam nagoshkuru maam evashyasi satyam te pratijane priyasime. Bharat uttered the prayer while giving up the body of a deer. So, sacrifice personified the giver of the results of ritualistic activity, the protector of the religious system, and the personification of Mr. Yoga, the source of all knowledge, Sankhya staircase, the controller of the entire creation, and Narayana Hari. So, anyway, the full stuti in this chapter. If one submissively hears and chants about saintly Bharat, whose glories are worshipped by the devotees, one attains auspiciousness, long life, wealth, fame, heaven, liberation, and all desirable things without depending on anything or anyone else. So why you should read about Bharat Maharaj is that you could get all these things. And these are by Krishna's mercy one gets it. Because you are studying about or surrendering to Jad Bharat, glorifying him, then you get all the good qualities of Jad Bharat. So I will end here. If you have any comments or questions, we can discuss. Somehow I was not feeling well, or I am not feeling well even now. But if you have any comments, questions about Jad Bharat and this topic about forest of mortal enjoyment. So forest may be in mode of goodness, but when you are caught with so many things in the forest, then you cannot get out of that. There are so material world is like it. So we should not get entangled in the material world. So So Hare Krishna, you can unmute.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much for wonderful class, Prabhu. Very enlightening class. Please take care of your health, Prabhuji. If anybody have any questions or realizations you would like to share, please unmute yourself and please go ahead.
Yeah, Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, Dandu Pranam, Jai Shri
Prabhupada. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandu Pranam, Jai Shri Prabhupada.
We'll pray to the Lord that you recover quickly.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
It's a pneumonia, some kind of pneumonia is on my right side. So I'm taking antibiotic, it will take some time.
Well, take better care of yourself.
Plus it's coming out, you know. Anyway, Krishna will protect you. You pray, and also I pray, and Krishna will take care of the rest. Okay.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, Dandu Pranam.
Okay, Hare Krishna, Jai Srila
Prabhupada. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving this beautiful class today, this morning. It has been so many days that we were not getting your association, and it is nice to hear from you, Prabhuji. It's so beautiful class, and as you explained, that Guru is the medium for us to get the Krishna Prema, but he is not the God, he is the one who takes us to, we are the God. Yeah, very, very beautifully explained, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for your beautiful class, Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Guru Maharaj. We're definitely thinking about you and are wishing you to get well soon. We missed most of the class today, unfortunately, but I'm glad we got to come in at the end.
Thank you, Arnas Prabhu. Thanks a lot. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. Dhanvat Pranam. This is Radha Devi Dasi. Thank you for the it is a very nice lecture, and please get well soon. We need your association. If there are any service for us, please let us know.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Guru Maharaj Ki Jai. Very, very beautiful class, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. How nicely you spoke about Guru and how important it is to please Guru. You know, when Krishna is not pleased, it's okay, but Guru has to please so that he can take us to Krishna.
Okay.
Yeah. So nice, Prabhuji. And Srila Prabhupada is our Guru, means everybody's Guru. Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru. We are very fortunate to have your direct association from you, that you are a disciple of Srila Prabhupada and you are giving direct mercy to us, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you so much.
Guru Prabhuji, very, very nice class. Hare Krishna. This is Komaliki Dasi. Please accept my
Krishna. Hare Krishna. This is our obeisances to Jai Gaur Sundar Prabhu and yourself. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Anybody else has any question? Yes, Prabhuji. Don't have any question. We can.
Okay, we can end now.
Yes.
Yeah.
भागवतम की जय की जय
कृष्ण प्रभु जी हमारे
थैंक यू प्रभु जी
कृष्ण
Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you, everyone, for joining. Shrimati Mataji also on her video. I don't know, now I cannot see that. Hari Bol, Mataji.
Hari Bol, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, everyone. Thank you for joining.
Thank you.
And we'll meet again tomorrow.